welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So happy Friday, and today is the day that we conclude our discussion on focusing on your strengths. So when we talked earlier in the week, we suggested that if you're a motivated person and you're really working to be more successful, we always want to improve. And so what we most people do is focus on their weaknesses. And the argument is if you focus on your strengths instead of your weaknesses, the return on your investment of time will be much, much greater. So the suggestion on Tuesday was that we look at the Pareto principle, which suggests that 20% of your work produces 80% of your returns. So the suggestion was is to focus 80% of your time on your strengths, right? Allowing 20% to work on weaknesses, because people around you are going to want you to work on your weaknesses. So it's really probably not realistic to not at least spend some of your time trying to work on some of those weaknesses. And if you have weaknesses, which we all do, and you have people around you, and you have influence over who those people are, so in other words, you're a hiring manager and you can surround yourself with people, the idea was to make sure that those people can compensate for some of your weaknesses. So you look for strengths in other people that are weaknesses of yours. And that counterbalance makes things incredible because, you know, now you have people that can pick up the slack for you. And then finally, if you're in a relationship, why not look at that relationship and look for people? You know, obviously you've got to have physical attraction there, but it would also make sense if you can have somebody that complements you well, that is strong in some of the areas where you're weaker. And then yesterday we got into the idea about looking at tasks and the tasks that you take on. And there's certain things that we would probably all consider weaknesses of ours that we just have to do. So find ways to ritualize those activities so that it just becomes second nature for you. So you're doing it, but you're not even having to think about it. It just happens for you day in and day out. So what I want to leave you with is this, is that we want to expand our strengths. We want to look at ways to get those strengths into other parts of our lives. Assume for a moment that you work, let's say, in a technical field, but you happen to be great with people. You also happen to be very persuasive. And you're feeling that you're not being compensated appropriately for the work that you do. What if you could use those strengths that you have, the persuasiveness and the people skills, to get yourself into a sales role or a management role where you could be compensated better? And so you're just applying those strengths that you have to where you want to go in a way that you can get paid what you're truly worth. So that's it. So again, what I want you to think about is I want you to think about just how you can reallocate your time to focus on your strengths. It's really that simple. And just look at ways to apply those strengths to other parts of your life. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here. Just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and this weekend, very simple. Just look for ways that you can take the strengths that you have and apply those strengths to areas of your work and personal life that you haven't done before.